You're very welcome to our third podcast side stage with the IVGO. My name is Shireen, and today I am joined by Keith Milligan.
Hello.
Robert Luke Martin.
Hello.
And Lisa McChrisigan.
Hello.
Thank you all for joining today.
As always.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a choice, but sure.
You could have just not shown up. It would have been fine.
Yeah, but the people need to see my face.
Unless they're listening to this on the radio.
The people need to hear my face. Yes.
Hear your dulcet tones.
Adam refuses to watch the video. He's all about the audio.
He's very audio-centric. Shout out to Adam, who's being a pain in the butt.
We just got to take it all out of the
again. Driving, though.
What?
Audio podcasts are great when you're driving. I love driving the audio podcast and just, like, listening to people have a good old chat.
Yeah, my drive...
Well, I hope. Yeah.
My drive isn't long enough anymore for a good podcast.
Mm. I used to drive to Bangor and back.
Well, hopefully we have some car listeners also. Sorry, Lisa, go on. I interrupted.
No, it's fine. I used to drive to Bangor and back like an hour every morning, so I would find like 2 hour podcasts, listen to the first hour on the way there, second hour on the way back.
I'm sorry, how is it an hour to Bangor and back?
Because
or
I live
to
in
Bangor.
I live in Downpatrick.
Oh, okay, that's a little different.
But still,
how is that an hour?
There's no like highway or anything. It's just back country roads until you hit Newton Arts.
Country road, take me home
to the Bangor,
to the place I belong, West Virginia.
Karaoke.
Sorry, you can't do that to me.
That's closer to Robert than it is to us as well. So it is country road, take me home for Robert.
I grew up next to West Virginia. Actually, fun fact, that song was actually written about the country roads of Maryland, where I grew up.
What?
But that didn't fit into the song.
That's a little bit off.
Maryland.
Yeah, it doesn't work. West Virginia. Yeah, no. My grandmother grew up in a town called Brunswick, which is right across the river from West Virginia. And so Brunswick is just filled with West Virginians who can swim. So, yeah, it's a little too close to home. Anyway.
On a side note, our bot who was helping us out, I think, has left the chat. So I hope that's not like our listeners.
Screw you, Craig.
Out there.
After our wonderful rendition of Country Roads.
Hashtag Craig is over party.
Absolutely. Anyway, folks, our theme on this lovely occasion is games.
What?
Today we are going to talk to you about games.
Is it ever not
unlike
about games?
The last two times where we also talked about so on that note, Keith, would you like to tell us a little bit about what you've been playing recently, or how has games kept you sane during the lockdown, or other comments?
Well, I mean, there's two that I've been playing a lot, sort of, since lockdown started. First one, and both of them actually came out during lockdown. First one was The Last of Us 2, and I'm going to move swiftly on, because that will turn into a massive rant.
Mm-hmm.
And
Let's not get a fight started.
Yeah. Anyway.
In a negative way?
Oh, it just... I'm not... I don't know. It's like the type of thing... Gameplay and graphics, 10 out of 10. Everything else is where it goes down for me.
See,
it's just so depressing.
I might be one of the few people in the world who never played the first one. So I saw all of this nonsense coming out about the second one.
Yeah.
And I was like, this would put me off playing the first one.
Oh, yeah. No, like, in typical internet form, they've taken it and made it about something it's not really about, if you get me. But, yeah, I don't know, it's like, it's the type of thing, I think if it came out any time when there wasn't, like, an actual plague, it would be grand. But it's just so depressing. You're just like, you're watching, you're like, I'm going to walk along, and now the character is getting beaten up. And then the character gets beaten up for a good 30 hours. Anyway.
Is that just reflective of your life, Keith?
God. Yeah. I mean, it's... I should like it a lot.
Reliving childhood trauma.
Ah, yes. Then I just got beat up for 30 hours. And that was my first day at nursery. It's all coming out for...
It sounds like Belfast.
Mum and Dad, who are probably still not listening to this, but still.
Aren't they getting the live show? Aren't they just there in the room with you?
They are all just behind the camera. It's just they're in their cheerleader outfits. They're just they're going crazy. It's a party in here. Yes,
right.
As a single tear rolls down his face, as he's all alone.
I wanted to dress in the cheerleader outfit today, but anyway, then I played Ghost of Tsushima.
That's episode 4. Please continue.
Yeah, then I played Ghost of Tsushima, and that was very good. That's the samurai one by Sucker Punch, came out a couple of weeks ago. And it was like, all the way up to release, I had no interest in it at all. I was like, oh, this is just another open world game. Okay, well done, good for you. And then all the reviews came out, and I was like, ooh, now this could possibly be the one. So I was like, you know what? Who needs money anyway? And pre-ordered it like a fool. And yeah, the rest was history, and it's very good. 2 thumbs up is my review.
4.
So that must be the max, is it?
Unless anybody can lift their system? Toes.
2 thumbs up is the highest we can go.
There's the third. Some people have a third thumb. I have a third nipple, but. Some people have a third nipple, I have a third thumb. Whatever.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a long day.
On that note,
hello, listeners, I'm
let's
a freak.
Take a listen to. They knew that already. Let's take a listen to Keith's link he's provided us with here. Is this just one of your favourite. Pieces from the game, or what's this to you?
This one, it's the track called Jin Sakai, so it's basically the theme for the main character. It sort of pops up, you know, all the time throughout the game. But like the entire soundtrack is very good. It's very sort of, well, Japanese sounding because it is set in Japan, so you know, what would you expect? But yeah, no, this one's sort of almost the main theme of it, so it's very good. Enjoy.
Nice. Okay. Shall we all listen to it, or?
Oh, was that an actual question to the group?
Yeah.
Or do you mean like...
that was an actual question to you guys.
Can
we listen to a bit of it and see?
Way ahead of you, or? But yeah.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Take care. We can
do
this.
That's cool.
Yeah. That low flute. I mean, we've got one. It's Irish, but we've got one.
Yeah. Irish and Japanese. Is...
Oh.
Not the game
to play the trombone line, though.
I am getting Sekiro vibes, but... I don't know if the games are in any way similar.
I mean, I've never played Sekiro, whatever it's said. But yeah, like, I've heard it's sort of that mixed with, like, open world type stuff.
Here comes the build.
Or, like, you know, the standard open world thing.
Do you play as the ghost, or...?
Spoilers.
Or are you fighting the ghost?
Maybe you're fighting your inner conflict. and thus are fighting the ghost.
That's too real, I can't do that.
You won't like that game then.
Nah, just that hits too close to home. Can't do it.
On the actual album itself, there's like I think five or six parts suite, basically, just based on all the different regions of the in-game map, which is very nice. It's like half an hour long in total, I think, maybe.
So you're going to write to the publisher and see if we can get the music and the performance rights?
Absolutely.
We should. Pretty epic.
All right, Keith, there's your action point from your meeting today.
I have to be a busy boy
from this committee meeting.
That's your role in the orchestra.
Isn't the busy boy?
I thought that was Adam's role.
I feel like that's just everybody's role at this point.
Yeah. I actually don't have anything going on for the orchestra right now.
Says except for doing the podcast.
We need to give you a job.
Maybe next week you can be the the leader.
My job is to move back to Belfast, so
true.
The PhD.
We are accepting applications for
Robert's spouse.
I'm first in line.
You must be a UK resident and have the ability to get married in the United Kingdom and preferably Belfast, if possible. But if you're smoking, I will take anywhere. I come with benefits, which
the IVGO does not endorse smoking.
To say I come with benefits, which include two cats that pee on everything, and no, that's about it.
I will take the cat pee.
That's about it. Have you smelled the cat pee?
Oh, you just don't know it.
My cat peed on the good couch this week. We're not in a good place right now. We are very angry at the cat right now. Anyway. So anyway, back to topic.
Yes, Robert, please indulge us.
Yes, so let's see. Pandemic gaming. Most everyone else, I have hopped on the Animal Crossing bandwagon and have a lovely island. I do.
Is it open for our listeners to come view? Or
you know, it's not.
I'll stick up your wee sleep cooler.
If you
want to
view it, you can find me on Instagram and talk. we'll make it happen. No, my island is too precious for people just to come and destroy it. It's just no.
Yeah.
Maybe next time I'll drop a dodo. We'll make it happen. So yeah, I've been playing Animal Crossing, but you know, Animal Crossing, you can only play for so much per day. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
At certain points, just kind of like, oh right, I gotta go to the shop, I need to run some errands online, and then I'm done, type of a day. So, in between research papers and other things I've been working on, I would also play... if I really want to waste a lot of time, I'll play City Skylines, because... That's just a time sucker right there. That one was for you, Keith.
Thank you.
Yeah, it just that thing. I can play that for like hours on end and not realize that time is passing, and that's not good. But then, of course, there's always the old classic, the old favorite, just hop online and play some Mario Kart.
Yes.
Like, what better game can you, like, I'm going to go play for, like, 15, 20 minutes, just, you know, chill out, calm down before the next whatever I need to work on. As long as the internet's See, working.
It doesn't calm me down. It gets me hyped. So when
Which is great if you're working on something. Yeah, like, exactly. You gotta get hyped up for it.
But when I'm playing Mario Kart, it's like, I go on 150cc straight off the bat. I have to go through every single cup. And I have to win all of them. So it takes a lot more time than 15 minutes.
No, we're well past that point. We're now playing online versus other people.
Yeah.
So the problem with that, though, is it's so easy to just go, oh, I'll just do one more track.
Yeah.
And then, like, after that, like, the tracks for the next one come up, and she's like, oh, but I really like that one.
Yeah.
I can do one more.
And then you're losing points steadily, and you're like, no.
What do you mean? What do you mean by losing points steadily?
By, like, not coming first place? Or is that not a concern?
I think Robert is in pretty good hands.
You're lying.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't lose points.
Hi. He's lying.
Robert always comes first.
Oh, Jesus.
That's me. Oh. Thank you.
Oh my God, Keith.
So much for After Dark.
That podcast doesn't never going to exist because we always have Keith on this one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Nat.
Oh my God.
Apologize to your parents. The two listeners we have.
Oh dear.
Never coming back again.
Sorry, what
so,
anyway, so I found this remix from one of my favorite tracks, Moo Moo Meadows, of course, a classic.
You're so obsessed with Ireland.
Listen, when you're American and you grow up in a shithole, you start dreaming. Leave me alone. I just like the music. Jeez.
Anybody not love Moo Moo Meadows?
I'm pretty sure it's a crime to not like Moo Moo Meadows.
It's okay. Yeah, it's grand, like, you know. How do you feel about it, Lisa?
I love it. It's like one of my favorite ones.
Oh, do you?
Because the music just makes me so happy.
Another really good one that came up recently.
Wait, it's a mashup, but
it's all the same. It's the same tune, so it's not really a mashup. It's just like. I don't get it.
It's a remix.
Yeah, it's a remix, but they call it a mashup, and there's no mashup. It's all the same track. Because it's the same track on all the games. Like one of the first comments is, oh, hello, Ireland. Can we just... It would be more Irish if they changed out the black and white cows for Highland cows or something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's lovely. Although I will say, another really good track from Mario Kart is Shy Guy Falls. That's a really good one as well, but very the music is pretty difficult. Not saying I've done it live, but I've done it live. Yeah, it's
I see what you're doing there.
it's It's a challenge. It's a difficult one.
Have you done Moo Moo Meadows?
Twice.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Coming soon to an IVGO concert near you. No, we did this last concert in California before we all got shut down. We did a full cup live to audience members playing.
Yep, nice. I remember seeing this.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was like the coolest thing.
Except the HDMI cable kept failing on us, so we had to keep stopping.
That was the
and
clip
starting.
That I saw, because it like cut to the middle and everybody in the crowd is like, oh my god, no!
Yeah. Yep. That's what happened. A lot.
Can we do this?
Yes, we need to step up our tech game a little bit, but we can do it.
I can, like, just stand in place and hold the HDMI cable.
So you're going to say just hold the switch. Just hold it up. Everyone can play. We'll just hold the tiny screen. Can you see it? Can you see it?
Yeah. Ooh, I can play, actually. I can play.
But can you play?
Absolutely. We should totally do a Mario Kart Online. Like,
I don't know why we haven't done it yet.
Yeah. I think it's because everyone kind of needs, like, you have to, well, everyone would have to add each other on Switch first, right? And then?
Because that's so complicated.
Yeah, I think with...
Well, I can barely get people to, like, play Jackbox, you know? Like, adding the channel.
No one is on Slack anymore right now. But I think with a little bit of foresight, a little bit of planning, we can make it happen.
Yeah.
A few Adam emails.
Robert, that can be your action point from this meeting.
You're the one that wants to do it. You figure it out. I'll send out the email. You come up with the details. So, Lisa, what have you been playing?
Hey, yes. So, I'm the one person who didn't get an Animal Crossing hype. I got into a Stardew Valley hype over lockdown.
Yes.
So much Stardew Valley, to the point where, like, I went through like two seasons in a day.
Yep, done that.
Because I was just like I was working so hard. And my farm looks so good. But I completed the town hall, so I've got the final special.
That you think
package thing to sort out. I know, but nice. I'm trying not to spoil anything for myself. I know it's Stardew Valley. It's not the most plot-driven game in the world, but
it's
very important. But I actually, I've been doing a whole lot of like achievement grinding at the minute. I'm trying to get my Xbox gamer score up into the 30,000. I am nowhere near. I'm about 30,000 still off. But I ended up going back into Fallout 4 for a long time, bashing stuff out there. That game is so glitchy, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He used to work at a coffee shop in Maryland, right? And Fallout is made by a company called Bethesda, of course. And it's called Bethesda because it's in Bethesda, Maryland. And so I was working at this coffee shop in Frederick, which is about... It's a commuter town to all these places down near D.C. And I was working there the year that Fallout came out. And we had a lot of Bethesda people who would come through our shop. And just the week of release, they looked absolutely dead.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Just completely shattered. They're like, here's that double for you.
I still love the game, and I'll still constantly play it. Because, like, you can sit for hours just crafting weapons. But I downloaded the Far Harbor DLC, and trying to get that to run was a disaster. But more importantly, I am a Jedi Master because I completed Jedi Fallen Order.
Nice.
Oh, sorry.
That took so much of my time. See that last battle in it? I was like, it took me a good 4 days.
That's the new one, isn't it? Yeah. Or have I? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it plays really well because whenever you up the difficulty, it also ups the parry time, so it gives you a little bit of a grace period, but if you get hit once, you die. The one thing that my brother said to me about it, which is very true, is unlike the likes of Dark Souls, where it says you died, and it's quite dramatic and depressing, it just says respawn. So it's like, come on, come back to us, just respawn. So it encouraged me to keep playing. And honestly, the whole story of it was really, really exciting. But the music for it, the piece I wanted to actually show you from it, I can't because it's licensed to the actual Star Wars movies, which I don't want to spoil too much, but it's in The Empire Strikes Back. And it's a very famous phrase that Emperor Palpatine says. But I can't let you hear that because it's basically the exact piece from Star Wars.
I am the Senate.
Yeah, no, not that one. Different one.
Oh.
Lisa is our editor.
No. Yes.
Do it.
But I'm going to put in... I sent in one phrase to listen to, which is probably the most recognizable one because it plays as the game starts loading up, but it's just beautiful. And we should... Are we going to play that now?
Yeah, sure. Which one is it?
The link is the one that she sent.
Star Wars. Never Give Up.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do love this
music. Honestly, anything that has a good horn line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The horns are our leaders.
There's also just something so unbelievably emotive about the music from Star Wars. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be tied to Star Wars. It just has all this emotion on it that makes me so happy.
So much the tune, but there's...
Obviously, you can't beat Mr. Johnny Williams, yes. But, like, I thought whenever Rogue One came out, the soundtrack for that, which was Michael Giacchino? Is that how you say his name? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was sort of very, like, oh, look at me, I'm trying to be Big John. And just, it didn't work for me. But the soundtrack for Fallen Order is just... Yes, please. I will take some of
it. I can't remember his first name, but was it a composer, Rosso, who did Fallen Order?
It could be.
Oh, I can't remember.
Let's take a look.
We have the Google. I was going to say, yes. I'm listening to this track right now. It's the orchestration that links it back to the other Star Wars soundtracks. I mean, it's the use of horn, it's the use of those lush, low strings, that cello line just goes, like, deep into the soul. It's just... John Williams kind of set a playbook, and everyone afterwards is just... stayed true to that guide that he's put together.
Yeah. There's just something about Star Wars and its music, no matter what it is, but I just thought Fallen Order played so well into what they'd already done before, but give new life to these characters. It's such a fun game.
That's the one that starts with, literally, I think the opening cutscene, it starts with like licensed music, I think. It may have been a band. The band may have made it for the game, I don't know. But it's like, it's a Mongolian throat singing metal band called The Who, and they are absolutely incredible.
Love.
They are so good. Listen to...
Every conversation I have with you, you somehow bring them up.
It's Mongolian throat singing metal. How can you not bring it up?
Speaking of Star Wars.
Speaking of throat singing.
Throat singing. Speaking of Star Wars, but not video games, did anybody else watch The Clone Wars?
I just started.
Or Attack of the Clones? Or, oh my gosh, what is that show called? Why can't I get this right?
It's Clone Wars, isn't it?
Is it Clone Wars?
The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Not
The Mandalorian. The animated...
The IVGO being Egypt.
The animated one.
You're really aiming to get that made into...
No, it's a Clone Wars,
Isn't that Clone Wars?
That's Clone Wars, yeah. They just finished up the series, and it is brilliant. It is such a good show.
See, they've just finished it, and I've just started watching it, so I'm going to get to sit and watch it, like, start to finish, one sitting if I can.
That's what I did. Like, I got to it, and then they're like, hey, we're putting out the last season. I'm like, oh, that's
a good time to start.
You're a week late. I have to wait a week now, because I just finished it. But it is just so brilliant.
Yeah, we are actually, we will keep moving because we still have our second half coming up. So I am going to talk to you folks about games that I've been playing, if that's all right with everyone.
Shireen, please tell us what you've been... Oh, okay, no.
I'm kidding. I paused for a second. Apologies. So I was one of those people on the Animal Crossing.
Woo! She came to visit back in the early days.
Yeah, when
people were allowed to visit.
Yeah, I shut. There's a reason people can't visit anymore.
Shireen's
fault? I think. Oh, what? No, I was wonderful. I'm a wonderful guest. I think it was such a binge-worthy game, and it was such, like, I'm sure you guys felt the same, but, like, as in, I don't know, the games we played during lockdown, I feel like it's hard to not associate a lockdown now. I don't know if that's how you guys feel. But, like, as in, because I played so much Animal Crossing, and then I just kind of, once I had my, island, like, nice, which took, 3 months, then, like, ever since then, it's just been, like, okay, what do I do now? But, it was a good time while it lasted.
They keep adding new stuff, though, so, I mean, like, they're trying. They're trying.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fireworks on Sundays. I mean, like...
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, oh my God.
They've actually given Isabel something to do.
Yeah, finally. That poor woman. That
she
poor
gives
dog.
Hats.
Hey, let me tell you about this TV quiz I watched. Thanks, Isabel.
I worry about her her work ethic, because all she does is watch TV.
I was watching a stand-up.
I worry about her life.
I laughed for the entire hour.
She's like,
Also, where does she
like,
live?
She's like, I Skyped my parents, and it's like, go home, Isabel.
She can't.
You can leave the office.
She doesn't have a home.
I think Tom Nook's
keeping her hostage.
She's
always in the office. Yeah, probably.
Listeners, let us know what you think.
I feel really sorry
she's
for this
probably
person, because why
debt.
Is everybody hating on her?
Get Animal Crossing and you'll find out.
I know.
We're not hating on her, we're worried.
Oh, I'm hating on her. She deserves.
No, hitting or hating?
I'm worried.
Yes.
All of the above.
Right.
So, apart from that, I also, I got Paper Mario recently.
How was it? Is it worth it? Tell me more. Please tell me more.
So have you played a Paper Mario before?
Yes, I've played a Paper Mario before.
Okay. Well, the characterization is just fantastic. The dialogue is brilliant. They kind of give an extra depth to the characters we know and love, which is cool. The Toads are brilliant, though that might be debated upon. It's great fun. Really enjoying it. I think the biggest negative is the battle system, which can get very, very annoying. And there's no leveling. There's no leveling up. So it's kind of like, what's the... Yeah, there's no, like, the way you want to, like, grind in video games? Like, you want to be like, oh, I'm going to get really good and I'm going to, like, whatever. But it doesn't have that. So that, I feel, is a big minus. It just gets very annoying, to be honest with you.
That's very strange to me. But then again, I'm very much a RPG person. I, like, all the Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Fallout Order, anything like that, that it's like you are role-playing this whole character's life or just making a character, that's my style of gaming. So that's always my end goal, is to have like all of the legendary weaponry and stuff.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you're looking forward to Cyberpunk then.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I just want them to make Fable like again. Same. And again. And again. Fable, and put it on Switch, good. Damn it.
Oh, but it works so well on Switch.
Right? It'd be amazing on Switch.
Didn't they announce a new Fable recently, or did I just have a fever dream?
Probably a fever dream.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it might have been a remaster or something. Somebody else put something up recently about Fable, and I can't remember what it was, but she was saying, like, even as they are now, those games hold up.
Let's see.
Anyway, Shereen, continue.
No, with that note, let's take a listen to this link I put, which I just thought I'd put something really unique from this game. Just something a bit different. Let's have a listen to Nobody's Home.
Nice pitch there. You nice lead up. I like that. That's good.
I'm winking for those of you who are listening.
I don't know why. The start of it just gave me so many Luigi's Mansion vibes.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the same composer. Yoshito Osaka. Yeah, I'm seeing some familiar names here.
Yeah.
Shereen looks like that there's like a surprise here that's supposed to happen. Like she's just waiting for a reaction from us. And I'm not okay with this. No. Like she's just like watching us and we're all watching a jumper movie. And she's just waiting for it to happen.
I have it turned up quite high and I was waiting for like the blaring trumpets.
Something stupid's gonna happen. See, she's smiling. She can't stop smiling. There's something is coming up. I'm gonna skip ahead. So I'll trust her.
I'm about a minute in, so I'm... See, if nothing happens here, Shereen, I'm actually gonna be upset.
Yeah, I was gonna say nothing happens. I got to the end. There's nothing.
It's so atmospheric. It's just so good.
I was waiting for it to kick into, like, you know, once you get, I don't care if this is spoilers or not because the game's been out forever. Now, Breath of the Wild, when you're just about to start the climb up to the castle, I was waiting for that to kick in. Do, I don't do, know why. Oh, that music's so good.
I got the chance to do that I did that in concert at a cathedral in San Diego.
Nice.
That video is on my YouTube. Go find it. I love how, I'm sorry, every podcast turns into a self-pitch. I'm so sorry.
We should just all start plugging our things at the end of each episode.
Basically what we do. I mean, Shereen got the first one, so... Just to bring it back real quick, Keith, when you said someone mentioned something about Fable recently, they just teased the fourth. They've teased the fourth game about 3 weeks ago.
It's still a new game, so I win that one. Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
You win, Keith.
Well done.
You win.
And you looks like you I'm won a battle. An Xbox. We didn't realize we were fighting.
That's the best battles.
Why is everyone so annoyed by Xbox?
I'm annoyed by Xbox. No, I'm joking. No, I just never owned one. I just never owned one. And so I judged it, but which is wrong. But
mine is here. It's done me no harm.
I had the first one way back in the day and I loved it. But everyone had a PS2. PS3, whatever one was out at that time.
That'd be PS2, I think.
So you caved. PS2, you caved, and you bought a PlayStation.
So the 360.
No, I didn't. I've PS3. Never had a PlayStation. So I've had Xbox and then Nintendo all the way through. But who knows, maybe after a move where I don't have to pack it into a bag and put it underneath an airplane, maybe an Xbox will be in the cards. I'm also, listen, the most anticipated game of all time is just about to release, and that is Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Shireen's giving me the look.
It looks so good.
It sounds like your city skylines, like,
it is
all over again.
Because I had Flight Simulator 98, 2000X. See, before I became a musician, I was going to be a pilot. So, like, this was my jam. And now, like, watching the videos from the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, dead serious.
No way.
So, like, watching all the footage from the game series, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's so pretty. I want it. But it's so expensive, and I can't run it on my Mac, and so I'd have to, like, buy a new computer just to play this. And I'm sure it's going to get ported to Xbox at some point, so yeah. Now I'm just kind of, like, sitting and waiting to see what happens.
Because
if I can get that and Fable on the same system, I will be happy.
I saw IGN actually put up their review of Flight Simulator today. Got a solid 10 out of 10 for, like, a flight simulator. Yeah. That, I mean, yeah, it does look very good.
Wow.
Like, it looks so pretty.
Pretty impressive. Cool.
I want it.
On that note, folks, we have actually gone... time flew. So
just a little bit.
What we're going to do is we're going to now play Jackbox together, which we are actually recording on a different day. Maybe you can edit that out. Who knows? but we will actually end our chatting part side stage here. So thank you all for joining me in part one.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us for part one.
It was my pleasure.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.